Welcome back to Pass Your Life and Health Insurance Exam Podcast. I'm your host here, Biko. I'm very excited to have you back. So if you're from Washington, D.C., this podcast is for you, okay? This episode is for you. Hold on to your seatbelts. I have some great news for you. So remember how back a few months ago I told you guys that we're going to have some textbooks out, some pre-licensing textbooks for all of the states. Well, good news for you is the Washington, D.C. Life insurance pre-licensing textbook is out, okay? It's out now. This is just for the ebook. We should have the print version out, I'll say maybe in about 2 weeks from now, but definitely this month. We should have the print version out. The print version will be on Amazon. You know, you can get it from anywhere. But what we have now is just the ebook. So the good news is you can get the ebook on Apple Books, on Barnes & Noble, Kobo, you name it. I have a link to the description for the ebook. I have that link here in the description, so you can click that link, or if there's no hyperlink, you can just copy that link and paste it into your browser, and you can order the ebook. Now the price of the ebook is going to go up, but for now, for the next few weeks, the price of the ebook is very low. So if you like our content so far, I can tell you without a shadow of doubt that you're going to love our ebook. The ebook comes with about 500 questions, simulated exam questions. These are questions that are similar to what you're going to get on your insurance exam, right? On your Washington, D.C. life insurance exam. So we vetted these questions because we have thousands of practice questions. But we took the 500 practice questions that are the most similar to what you're going to get on your exam, and we'll put them in this textbook. So I will highly recommend, if you want to get the textbook, that's fine. It should be coming out in about 2 weeks, but you can go ahead and grab the ebook. Again, it's on Apple. It's on Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, and I have a link to that in the description, so you can purchase it. The name of the book is Pass Your Life and Health Pass Your Washington, D.C. Life Insurance Exam, okay? So that is the name of the textbook, Pass Your Washington, D.C. Life Insurance Exam. And it's great. It comes with study tips, strategies. It comes with the Washington, D.C. Life Insurance Exam outline. It comes with about four different simulated exams that we're going to use the D.C., you know, the Washington, D.C. Life Insurance Exam. We're going to use that, to pretty much get you prepared for your exam. So this is great. To be honest, if you study this book very well, whether it's the e-book or the print version, if you study it very well and do all those practice questions and understand those practice questions, and you're scoring at least 90%, you're going to pass your Washington, D.C. life insurance exam, hands down. So let me go ahead and just read some of the questions, or just read excerpts from the book, so you can get a little feel for what it is. But I highly recommend that you go ahead and purchase this book if you want to pass a Washington, D.C. life insurance exam. Now, for those of you who are from other states, we're also working on other states. So, for example, we're working on the state of Texas. We should have the state of Texas out pretty soon. Then we're working on the state of Nevada, then Iowa, then Missouri. So the few states that are coming out, the textbook. So the textbook, the ebook. Now, for those of you who prefer an online course where you can actually take the practice exams online and stuff like that, if you prefer that one, then check out our website also. Now, we don't have that for every state, but But I can tell you right now, we have it for a few states like Washington, D.C., Texas, Iowa, what else? Nevada, you know, Missouri. We have it for a few states. So go onto our website. Again, it's in our description. It's minzopass.com, MINZOPASS.com. Go there and you can enroll in our self-study pre-licensing course. But let me go ahead here and just read a quick excerpt from this book, from the Pass Your Washington DC Life Insurance Exam book. So this year is going to be from page... Oh, and just so you know, the book comes with helpful resources. No, again, I'm not going to tell you everything that's in the book, because if I do, then what's the use of buying it, right? But it comes with some helpful resources also. So let me just read an excerpt here from the book. Okay, so this year is from page 10, page 10 of the book. And this is titled Words of Encouragement. Okay, so let me read this. It says, congratulations on taking the first step to obtain your life insurance license. From my experience, people tend to thumb their noses at insurance agents. They may wrongly assume that insurance agents don't make enough money, or that being an insurance agent is somehow something only people who have no options do. I remember about a decade ago when I started in the insurance industry, friends and family would look down on me. Quote, Biko, but you are a pharmacist. For heaven's sake, why are you doing this? This is beneath you. This is only for people who have no options, not you, unquote. Some people would tell me that what I was doing was a scam. In the coming months and years, the people who mean the most to you, like your romantic partner, siblings, parents, and close friends, will discourage you from pursuing this path. They will tell you the same thing they told me and countless others before you. Things like it's a waste of time, a scam, beneath you, etc. I must admit that if you choose to become an employee, the compensation is not that great. It is only slightly higher than the national average income. For example, the average annual salary for life insurance agents in Washington, D.C. is $59,000. However, if you choose to own a financial agencies instead of being an employee, you can turn your yearly income into your monthly income. You, my friend, have the potential to create generational wealth beyond your wildest dreams. For more information on how to create your own financial agency, you can contact us at minzopass@minzopass. Although you will obtain a life insurance license, your license will enable you to sell more than just life insurance. With just a life insurance license, you will be able to help clients with 401ks, IRAs, and other retirement accounts rollover, college savings plans, fixed index annuities, wills and trusts, funeral concierge plans, debt consolidation services, back tax support referrals, executive bonus plans, personal financial analysis, life insurance, creating their own family bank, higher education guidance referrals. As you can see, contrary to what your friends and family may think, you are not just an insurance agent, you are a full-fledged financial professional. You would agree that it would be unfair to call a mechanic an oil changer. Can a mechanic change a vehicle's engine oil? Absolutely. However, a mechanic can do more than just change your engine oil. He can repair your engine and brakes and even do body work. Therefore, it will be unfair and inaccurate to limit a mechanic to being just an oil changer. The same applies to being reduced to an insurance agent, because your life insurance license allows you to do more than just sell life insurance. Never let anyone, including your clients or loved ones, reduce you to just being a life insurance agent, because you are more than that. You are a licensed financial professional. We come here to page 13. This license you are about to obtain is more valuable than a pharmacist, nursing, or medical doctor license. It is not an exaggeration. With this license, you could earn hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars annually if you decide to own your own financial agency. So, please do yourself a favor and not allow others to talk you out of this great opportunity. Again, if you want to learn how to start your own nationwide financial agency that will enable you to live the WFA, work from anywhere lifestyle, please contact us at menzopaz@menzopaz.com. Getting into the financial industry was by far one of the best financial decisions of my life. I hope that you can say the same thing soon. Wishing you the best, Dr. Biko C.A. Martin, lead instructor, Menzopaz. So that, I just read an excerpt of the book. That's the intro. Now, let me skip here to the practice exams. So I'm just going to read you a few questions from that. Let's see here. So I'm going to start here. This is simulated exam number one. And this starts, I'll start from question 110 and then go to question 130. So this is on page 51. It says, question 110. Every 24 months, an insurance agent in the District of Columbia is required to complete blank hours of continuing education. A, 12, B, 24, C, 20, D, 21. So what is the correct answer? Question 111. Which of the following is an example of false advertising? A, an insurer exaggerating its dividends in an advertisement. Paid testimonials from celebrity endorsements. C, very detailed policy information in client brochures. D, a producer spending more than $10 on marketing gifts for a client. Question 112. Which of the following statements best describes rebidding? A, receiving policy dividends. B, receiving stock dividends. C, issuing false advertising brochures to clients. And D, offering a prospective client something of value not specified in the contract in exchange for their business. Okay, so we'll come here to question 113. Comparing two insurance policies in an unfair way is defined as A, defamation, B, misrepresentation, C, coercion, D, twisting. So what is the correct answer? You can write your answers down. Question 114. A booklet that contains an inaccurate statement about a competitor's ability to settle claims illustrates what unfair trade practice? A, slander, B, coercion, C, rebidding, D, defamation. 115. Which of the following is not considered unfair discrimination by an insurance company? A, changing the premiums for applicants with similar health histories based on ethnicity. Okay, then B, discriminating in coverages and benefits due to the insurer's habits and lifestyle. C, terminating coverage based on marital status. And D, charging people different rates based on sexual orientation. Okay. All right. Question 116. John, an insured person, is informed by an agent that his dividends will increase by 50% and his premiums will decrease by 50% if he replaces his current insurance policy with a newer one. This is untrue, as the agent is aware. What kind of misrepresentation is this? A. Twisting. B. Replacement. C. Distortion. D. Rebidding. Okay, come to question 117. Which one of the following is not a penalty for engaging in unfair trade practices in the District of Columbia? A. Cease and desist order. B. Civil penalty of up to $1,000 for each violation. C. The producer's license may be suspended, revoked, or not renewed by the commissioner. D. In addition to suspending, canceling, or declining to renew a producer's license, the commissioner may also impose a civil penalty of up to $20,000. So what is the correct answer? Come here to question 118. According to the District of Columbia law, no legal action can be taken against an insurance company for failing to pay a valid claim after blank years have passed since proof of loss has been provided. A. 3 years. B. 2 years. C. 5 years. And D. 4 years. Question 119. What are some responsibilities a producer has? A. Well, 1. Fiduciary responsibility. 2. Sending premiums to the insurer on time. 3. Writing and attaching an agent's report to each insurance application. 4. Recommending only low premium policies. So A says both 1 and 4. B, 2. C, 3 and 4. D, 1, 2, and 3. Question 120. Insurance companies are prohibited from deciding to test a proposed insured for HIV, AIDS based on 1. Gender and beneficiary designations, 2. Occupation and lifestyle, 3. Sexual orientation, sexual expression, and sexual identity, 4. Living arrangements. So the answer options are A, 1 only, B, 3 and 4, C, 1 and 2 only, D, 1, 2, 3 and 4. We come to question 121. The Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Association serves which purpose? A, protect insurance companies from legal liability against illegal acts. B, provide benefits to insureds whose insurers have become insolvent. C, to issue licenses. D, to regulate premium rates. Question 122. Individual life insurance policies in the District of Columbia have a blank day grace period. A, 30. B, 45. C, 60. And D, 31. All right. So again, write your answers down. Question 123. All of the following must be done by the insured when reinstating a life insurance policy, except A, repay any outstanding loans and interest. B, pay next year's premium in advance. C, pay back premiums. D, pay any interest owed on overdue premiums. Question 124. What is the maximum annual loan interest rate insurers may charge for life insurance policies that have been in force for 3 years? A, 7.5%. B, 5%. C, 6%. And D, 8%. Question 125. Chang and Hong are married. Hong is the beneficiary of Chang's $500,000 life insurance policy. Chen is accidentally killed in a car crash. 6 months later, Hong is notified by John, Chen's best friend, that he owes him $50,000 in personal loan, for which he has a notarized loan document as evidence. John wants Hong to repay him the $50,000 out of the $500,000 death benefit. Can Hong legally deny payment of Chen's death? If yes, which insurance provision gives her that right to do so? A. No. Revocable beneficiary clause. B. Yes. Legal protection clause. C. Yes. Spendthrift clause. D. No. Irrevocable beneficiary designation. Question 126. Lisa is a worker who is insured by a group life insurance policy. Lisa's conversion privilege allows her to convert to blank if her employment is terminated. A. An individual policy without submitting evidence of insurability. B. An individual policy with a larger coverage limit. C. An individual policy with proof of insurability. D. An individual policy without proof of insurability, only if the employer pays for it. Question 127, we're almost there. Which one of the following regulates variable insurance and variable annuities? A. Department of Insurance only. B. NAIC only. C. Department of Insurance, FINRA, and SEC. D. SEC only. Question 128. Steve is a retired man who recently divorced his wife. His old employer provides him with benefits from a qualified retirement plan. Steve's benefit payments will be shared between him and his ex-wife, according to the plan's trustee. Which IRS rule is likely to be broken by this decision? A. Benefits sharing or separation exception. B. Separation exception. C. Alienation of benefits. And D. Benefits sharing. Question 129. In the case of the borrower's death, a life insurance policy owned by and benefiting a creditor is known as blank. A. Credit life. B. Lender's life. C. Decreasing term life. D. None of the above. And question 130, which is the last one. The type of life insurance policy designed to pay off any outstanding credit or loan debt upon the death of the borrower is known as what? A. Debtor life. B. Credit death insurance. C. Borrower's limit of liability. D. Credit life. So that is it, guys. So that's just a sample of questions. You can try and answer that on your own. If you cannot figure it out, you can go to your notes and try and study. If you want to figure it out, you can purchase our textbook, again, the ebook. You can find it on Apple Books, on Barnes & Noble's, Kobo Books. I have the link to that in the description. So please click that link and patronize, right? It's a win-win. Number one, you're going to pass your Washington, D.C. life insurance exam. And number two, you help to patronize, because I've been doing this for more than 2 years, giving you guys hours and hours of free content, over 50 hours worth of free training. Nobody else, no other company does that, right? Not ExamFX, not Excel Solution, not Kaplan, not AD Banker, none of them will provide you 50 hours, more than 50 hours of free training to help you pass your exam. So the least you can do is patronize, right? No, but it's a few bucks, less than the cost of filling up your car tank. So I will appreciate it if you can support. But you also, by doing that, you also pass your exam. So if you want to get the answers to those questions, again, that's just a sample. As I said, we have about 500 good practice questions that will help to prepare you for your exam and help you pass the Washington DC life insurance exam. That was just a sample. I just read you 20. So if you want to pass your Washington DC exam, you can enroll in our online course, or you can purchase this book less than the cost of filling up your gas tank. You can you can pretty much guarantee that you pass your life insurance exam. So again, as usual, please like, comment, subscribe. If you're watching this on YouTube, please follow us, okay? Please follow us on YouTube. And I want you to share. If you're from another state other than Washington, D.C., we got you. Just be patient. We should have textbooks out. I know Texas is next. So we should have the textbook out for Texas sometime soon. And after Texas, we'll do Nevada and Iowa and all these other states. So hang tight. Washington, D.C. is the first. But we're going to produce textbooks for all of the other 49 states. All right. So until next time, please be safe. And as usual, if you have any questions, guys, I have my email in the description. You can email us. You can comment on YouTube, you know, but I'm here to help you pass your exam. So until next time, I wish you the best on your exam, and please be safe out there.